Estate auction.
Saturday, October the 12th.
206 Apollo Drive
in Murfreesboro.
A 4,600 square foot home with four bedrooms and 3.5 baths, plus a 3-bay garage.
To be auctioned off.
On Saturday, October the 12th.
At 206 Apollo Drive in Murfreesboro.
Enjoy some slick pig barbecue at the auction.
Auction by Major Brokers Auctions.
License number 4941.
WGNS Murfreesboro. W270AF Murfreesboro. W263AI Murfreesboro Smyrna. We're the Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. Audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we're talking about Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital and some changes and expansions going on there. And we have with us today CEO and President Gordon Ferguson. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thanks, Scott.
Tell us a little bit about where the hospital stands today and what the future looks like with our expanding population.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having Angelique and I here with you. Angelique is our manager in our postpartum area. And we recently shared information about a project that is scheduled to be complete in February, and that's the expansion of our critical care unit, going from 32 beds to 50 beds. And we're on schedule for that project to be complete in February. Above that space, we've got a shelled floor that was part of this project for future expansion of our labor and delivery area on the third floor. And we were fortunate enough just very recently to get the final approval to move forward with building that area out to give us more capacity for all the babies that are being delivered at the hospital.
And Angelique Dooley also with us today. And Angelique, you work in that department, right?
I do.
So talk a little bit about, you know, where you guys stand today and what you expect to see in the near future.
So currently we are, we do about 3,600 deliveries a year. We have kind of outgrown our space right now as our community grows. So having this build out for us includes more rooms for us to continue to provide this excellent care that we give to our community and able to help have just a memory in our family's lives.
What are some of the biggest concerns among new parents and, you know, parents-to-be?
Just the fear of the unknown of what it is to start a family sometimes and how they're going to get out and be able to do that. So when they come to us, we are able to educate on how to take care of this little one that's coming into their lives. So we're able to help kind of ease their fears with that and the birth of their child.
And the unique placement of St. Thomas Rutherford, it allows for really people from all over Middle Tennessee to come to this area, at least from, let's say, the Manchester area, Shelbyville, Cannon County. They all drive to Murfreesboro, and this would be their first stop. So you've got folks from multiple counties coming in.
We sure do. We also have our sister hospital, Ascension River Park, St. Thomas River Park, that we have, that they will send some of their high-risk patients to us, because now that we have our NICU and our expansion of our NICU that just happened, we are able to provide more for our community and our surrounding counties.
And also helicopter. Mr. Ferguson, you have had or added a St. Thomas helicopter to the team that can bring patients in or take patients out.
That's so true. It's funny you should mention that, because I actually got to take a little ride in that helicopter just yesterday afternoon. And, as we see more and more patients that need a higher level of care, we're fortunate enough that at St. Thomas Rutherford to have the physicians, the equipment, technology to take care of these higher acuity patients. And I think, as Angelique mentioned, we want to make sure that our patients receive the care that they deserve and that we want to provide to them, and that we've got the facilities to do that.
Now, when you first started here in Murfreesboro, do you remember about how big the city was at the time, and did you ever expect the growth that we have today?
You know, I've been with the hospital 26 years. Angelique has been with the hospital
32 years.
So she's got me beat. But yes, when I came here, obviously we're back at the old site, and we had our 286 beds. I think on a good day, we could only see or accommodate just over 200 inpatients. Today, once our projects are complete, our hospital will be about 418 beds. And so I think, yes, we knew that Murfreesboro was going to be growing. I don't think that we or our owners and Ascension could really have predicted just how rapidly that growth would occur.
You know, there was a time when I was a kid where very few people were actually born and raised in Murfreesboro. Most were from other areas, you know, everywhere from Nashville to even the West Coast. But you had very few people, it seemed like, at the time who actually were born and raised in Murfreesboro. But that's totally different today.
It is. It is. And we are really fortunate to have the medical staff, the different specialties here, that folks can consider Murfreesboro for all of their health care needs. There's still a few things that would require a trip up to Nashville. We are not a level one trauma center, so a lot of the higher level trauma would still go up there. But we're very pleased with our open heart surgery that's now just over a year in operation, and really look forward to this latest expansion. We've just very recently got the green light to move forward, and it also includes shelling out the fourth floor above the third floor. It's kind of hard to describe without seeing a photograph of the hospital, but this is located on the east side of the hospital, and when we designed the hospital, it was designed where we could expand both vertically and horizontally. And so this is an ongoing part of both our horizontal and vertical expansion. And I will just mention our appreciation to the Chrissy Houston Foundation. We approached the foundation back earlier this year about a potential gift to help us move forward with the build out of the third floor. And they really stepped up and indicated they would provide some financial support for the build out, but also to help us with adding on that fourth floor shell that will be very useful for future expansion.
When you talk to heads of other hospitals in other cities, do they have organizations like the Chrissy Houston Foundation to come along and kind of walk with them on this progress?
I would venture to say it's fairly rare. We've had a wonderful relationship with Chrissy Houston Foundation for many years. It was actually established when the hospital was sold back in 1986. And as you mentioned, they have been very supportive, both getting the new hospital started. But I don't think there's too many places that would have a foundation of this size that is really focused on helping the well-being of our community the way that Chrissy Houston does.
And Angelique, looking back to the start of your career, were there days that went by where no births would take place in the hospital? Then today, I'm guessing that doesn't happen.
Yes, I can remember when we could go a whole shift without having a delivery. Now you're right, it does not happen. We definitely have deliveries. If we don't have deliveries, we have triage, where we triage pregnant patients. So it's constant turning in that area.
By year, I believe it's 2040, our population is expected to grow to around 500,000 residents. And it's kind of hard to believe that we've gotten that big. And this year, I think 380,000 is the estimated number of residents that we have in Rutherford County today. But with that kind of growth, what does that call for as far as the size of the hospital, and how many patient rooms do you really need to have realistically come that year of 2040?
You know, that's a great question, Scott. And there's a lot of consultants out there that have varying opinions. I think what we believe is that there still will be a push in healthcare for procedures and diagnoses to be treated on an outpatient basis. We've seen that occur over the last 10 to 15 years. And as a result, we've been able to construct and open ambulatory surgery centers, diagnostic centers. And so I think it's a a tension between what needs to be done in the inpatient side and therefore driving our bed demand, but also being aware of the things that are shifting out of the hospital into the outpatient setting. I would also say one of the biggest challenges is making sure that we've got the primary care coverage. I think the benefits of preventative care are been well documented, but folks need to have a physician to go to so that when they're sick or something's going on, they don't automatically go to the emergency room, that they would be under the care of a primary care physician. And I think not just here, but all over, there's a shortage of these physicians. We're fortunate to be partnering with the University of Tennessee Center for Health Sciences in Memphis, where we're training medical students, interns, in both family medicine and emergency medicine. But in addition to the facilities, we've got to make sure that we've got the manpower, both physicians and nursing, to take care of our growing population.
Where we stand today in Rutherford County, do we have enough medical providers for just everyday practice?
We don't. You know, we've had several longstanding physicians, my own included, that have retired after a very long and productive career. But it's difficult for us to find individuals that would come in and want to either come into an existing practice or start a new practice. Most physicians are either wanting to join a larger practice, such as Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, or become a hospitalist within the hospital setting.
Hey, have you had conversations with some of these doctors and ask, you know, what makes you want to join one of these larger practices versus opening up a clinic on your own?
A lot of them are telling us that they really just want to practice medicine. But to do that in your own practice, there's a lot of regulations, there's a lot of paperwork that has to be done to become credentialed by insurer providers. And so it's a lot of things that they really don't always enjoy doing, but have to get done. So in a larger practice, you've got that infrastructure already there, and you're able to just practice medicine.
And going back to the unit, the labor and delivery, last year, 3,600 births took place there. What are we on board to do this year?
Right now, we're looking at, we're of course meeting our goal, and we're looking at, and it will be an increase as we grow and as we keep people in our community. Our surrounding communities coming here, so we've added some other OB physicians that should increase the growth here.
Now, I know the Christy Houston Foundation has really helped out a lot, but are there also any government grants available that St. Thomas can utilize or maybe has used in the past?
None that I'm aware of. I know that our sister hospitals have benefited from some grants that were set up in response to COVID and having us more prepared if we should have another pandemic. At Rutherford, most of our capital has been approved through Ascension and certainly augmented there by Christy Houston.
And Angelique, I'm curious, during the entire COVID pandemic, how big of a fear was COVID within, you know, I guess what I'm asking is, did babies run the risk of catching COVID?
We took every precaution to prevent that, yes. However, we took every precaution we needed to make sure that our babies were safe. So if a patient came in who had COVID, we definitely kept them all together, made sure that they had the care that they needed as a unit. So we made sure that everything was done appropriately with the CDC standards.
And then you also have specialized nurses and doctors who care for those who are, you know, premature in birth. And you're seeing more and more of those as well.
We are. We just expanded our Lee and Susan Moss NICU to include six more bays for our expansion and for the growth of our community. So, yes, we have definitely specialized neonatologists, nurse practitioners that are there 24/7 to give the care to our babies.
And just a few years ago, those families had to go all the way to Nashville in order to receive care and sometimes in order just to give birth.
They sure did. And now we're able to keep them here. So if the baby has a long stay, because typically we keep those NICU babies in our hospital until their due date. So now they don't have to drive to Nashville to go see their babies. We also have Angel Eye cameras that they're able to see their baby and watch their baby FaceTime anytime they want to.
And Gordon, what have you been most proud of over the years as the hospital has grown?
You know, I think we're very fortunate to have the associates and, as I mentioned earlier, the physicians that have really embraced our mission and our values as part of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford. We've been in this community for many, many years, and we will be here for many years in the future. But I'm also very grateful that our parent company, Ascension, has seen our ability to be true to our word. When we ask for capital funding, it always comes with a pro forma and a commitment with what we think will result from that investment. And I don't think we've had any project that we've completed where we have not met the expectations. And again, a lot of the credit goes to our staff for making sure that we're a facility that people want to come to. A lot of people don't come to our hospital by choice always, but we've got to earn the patient's trust. And I think our staff have done a wonderful job in doing that.
Expanding the cardiac care at the hospital here in Murfreesboro was a big step. And I know a lot of hospitals, especially in the more rural settings, they're not able to do that. But this was a big deal here locally.
It was. It was shortly after we opened the West Lawn Neighborhood Hospital. We started our open heart surgery program. We've got two very well-trained cardiovascular surgeons and their support staff. And we've actually outperformed the projections that we submitted when we were asking approval to provide this service. So again, it's a testimony to our staff, but also the fact that folks really don't want to drive to Nashville for procedures like this. And we're very pleased that we can give them that opportunity to be cared for here.
When you're setting these goals to be reached by the doctors, by the surgeons, is it hard to read or to figure out the numbers, because you're basically trying to figure out how many patients you're going to actually serve in a given year?
Yes, there's a lot of data that we base these pro formas on. Sometimes we're more accurate than others, but overall we've got a general idea with a lot of the statistics that are out there for use rates for certain diagnoses, that we're able to apply that to our particular population.
Is there a more common reason that people come to the hospital? And if so, what is the surgery? What is the procedure they're having done?
You know, we see all kinds of patients. We've got a very busy emergency room. I think we're targeted to be up around 85,000 to 90,000 visits. So a lot of these patients will come in the ER and then will either be able to send home or be admitted to the hospital. But I would say that we're seeing quite a bit more surgery procedures. A lot of orthopedic cases are being done at our facility. As our population gets a little bit older, things happen. And then also, as Angelique mentioned, we have seen over the years a growth in our deliveries, and very pleased to be able to provide that service.
Now, I know a lot of the surgeries that are done are same-day procedures. Are more and more, different surgeries of a variety of needs, are they becoming same-day procedures, whereas before they were maybe a one or two-night stay in the hospital?
Yes, they are. Again, not every procedure, but for example, we've got an ambulatory surgery facility on our campus, and we are partnered with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance to open a ambulatory surgery center in their new building on Veterans Parkway. And that's scheduled to complete around the beginning of the year. And so a lot of orthopedic procedures that would have been admitted and spent a few days in the hospital are now being done on a outpatient basis.
Now, I know something you mentioned earlier was the fact that I guess there was at one point more people coming into the ER just to receive treatment, and maybe it was for basic things like a common cold. but they didn't really know where to go. A lot of them didn't have, like you said, a regular primary care physician. Is that changing a little bit, or is it getting worse?
I would say it's getting worse. However, we have partnered and have several urgent care facilities in several parts of Murfreesboro. And then even in the ER, we're working on a project right now to really try and separate those lower acuity patients from the other patients coming into the ER by through a kind of a fast track method. And we're just trying different things right now to reduce the wait for the ER and to have that more streamlined. But yes, we'd much prefer a lot of our patients to be seen in a clinic session with their primary care physician. It's where that type of care should be delivered. It's convenient and it's cost effective. But unfortunately, just with this shortage of providers, we're having to kind of see patients go in different directions.
And then going back to that labor and delivery expansion, is that a project that is expected to be completed within the next year, 2 years? What are we looking at there?
Our estimates right now would be around late 2025, maybe early 2026. The good thing is we've got a lot of the infrastructure already going up to the third floor shell space in anticipation of this project. So that will certainly help. But yes, we're looking about just over a 1 year construction period.
And you guys have had expansions just about everywhere within the hospital, from cardiac care to the emergency room, labor and delivery. But explain a little bit more about that expansion on the third floor, because I know the hospital's taller than just three floors. So how does that work?
Well, it's actually an expansion onto the east wing of the hospital. And again, when we designed the facility, we knew we could go up vertically from where we started and then also horizontally. So where this project is taking place is run near the helipad, and it's structured actually to go up to seven floors. So right now, if you drive by the hospital, you'll see it's three floors. We'll be adding the fourth. And that's just a neat thing that, you know, we didn't want to overbuild the hospital 14 years ago, but we knew let's not make mistakes that we had seen in the past where we just had nowhere to go in terms of expansion. So we're excited that we'll be finishing one project, but now starting another project.
And for anybody who's new to Murfreesboro, the hospital was originally located in downtown Murfreesboro, and it was literally locked in place by housing, you know, a variety of houses and I believe a nursing home as well, but it was locked in place.
Nursing home, historical district, residential area, and then also a cemetery. So we knew that long term that site was not going to work for us.
And right now, I guess MTSU owns that plot of land, which it's been cleared off for years.
Yes. If you drive by, you see the very nice grassed-in area with the fence around it. I will say MTSU has, I think, made very good use of what we call the Bell Street building. That is still very much in use. And then they've also got the parking garage that was built back over my time. So yes, it's something that I know there's a lot of speculation what MTSU might be doing there, but we were fortunate to be able to sell that. I know it was not an easy decision that we made to demolish the original hospital, but it was just not going to be cost effective. I think it was costing us about $1 million a month when we moved out of that facility just to maintain it.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the original entrance of the building of the old hospital, it looked the same as the old, the
health department.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so if anybody is curious what it used to look like, you can drive past the old health department building and see what that looks like.
Correct. We've got a nice photograph, a black and white photograph that's up on the eighth floor of the hospital of the original building that again, I think it's very important to remember where we've come from as we move forward.
And you know, when you look back at that property, it looked to be massive in size, but in reality, you had a lot of really chopped up spaces. I mean, it was a lot of small rooms.
It was. We had the A building through the D building, and parking for patients and visitors was across Highland, so it wasn't really safe. But I think back then the hospital was on maybe 12 acres, and now we've got 80 acres, and we're still struggling for space.
And is there room to further expand horizontally on the opposite side of labor and delivery?
There is not. So this would be as much as we could do on the east side. The main east wing could go up one level, but that would be fairly cost prohibitive to bring a crane in and add out on that side of the hospital.
And again, this morning we are talking about Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, and our guests today, Gordon Ferguson and Angelique Dooley. Stay with us. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back. Time right now is 8:43.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other room. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for, you know, guitars, keyboards, drums. We have lessons for anything with strings, mandolin, guitar, bass, you name it. We have lessons for anything with keys. Music World and Drummer's Den, and a professional drum teacher as well. So if you need to learn to play something, we have you covered. Come on in, buy you an instrument, start learning today at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. The salmon is my favorite, and then we have a variation that's on a regular menu for the salmon imperial that has some Alfredo, some crab, some shrimp on it. But the salmon is fresh, and we cut it fresh, but all of our fish you can either get blackened or you can get it with our regular seasoned salt, and either way you do it is just out of this world. I'm not a fish person, but I will eat it at Demas's all the time. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Right now that time, 8:45. You're listening to WGNS again on this Tuesday morning. Today in studio, we have Gordon Ferguson and Angelique Dooley from Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford. And as we close this morning, talk a little bit more about an event that I know happens every year, and that is Wine Around the Square. Tell us about that.
I think many people know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and during this month, we have got the front of the hospital lit up in pink, but we also are planning for the 13th Wine Around the Square event. And I can tell you, members of our foundation board and staff are very busy preparing for that event. It's scheduled for Saturday, October 26, around 6 p.m., and we kind of take over the square and work with a lot of the merchants there, have a lot of food, and it's all for a great cause to provide mammographies to those that may not be able to afford that particular diagnostic and screening test.
It's hard to believe events like that have been going on for 13 years already, because it seems like it just started a couple of days ago, a couple of years ago, but it hasn't. It's been going for a long time.
And I think each year we make some changes and improvements, but I know it's right in the middle of football season, but we've usually got some TVs that if there's a big ball game, we can have that available. But it's just a great way for us to celebrate the square, the different businesses that are there, and again, all for a very worthy cause.
And of course, the hospital is involved in many things like that.
just recently we had the Power Pink golf tournament and the tennis tournament. We've got our Dr. Jim Berner golf tournament that we do each year. So our foundation is very active, raising funds for either capital improvements or services that are needed to support our NICU.
And then Dr. Berner was another doctor who was in labor and delivery. I mean, he helped out a lot of patients over the years.
He sure did, and we miss him. We're just glad that we've got his name and Sidney Berner's name on one of our floors, and he was one of the hardest working physicians that I've ever come across.
And again, this morning we've been talking about Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. Is there anything that we should close with that we left off?
I think we've covered a lot. I know that for us, we're in it every day, but we just want to make sure that our community understands what is going on at the hospital, what projects we've got going, and more importantly, what services we are capable of providing.
And you've got a long list of services, and if anybody would like to learn more, I'm sure they can do so on the website for the hospital. You've got every phone number listed there and every department listed there.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
This is Chip Walters, and I'll have Middle Tennessee football and basketball games for you right here.
MTSU Sports on WGNS AM, FM, online.